Here in Washington, House Republicans hold a candidate forum today. They hear from as many as 9 lawmakers who would like to replace the ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy. 2 would-be replacements receive support from a majority of Republicans, but not enough to form a majority of the House. That's the problem, and that's why Republican Congressman Mike Flood wants his colleagues to sign a unity pledge to support whoever Republicans nominate this time. Mike Flood is on the line. He's a former radio broadcaster in Nebraska, so we expect an excellent conversation. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
What is the concept?
Well, you know, a majority party is only a majority party when it votes as a majority. I mean, that's as simple as it gets. And for over 200 years, we have in the Republican Conference, and quite frankly, the Democratic Conference, have selected a speaker among ourselves, and then we go to the floor and we vote in unison to elect that speaker. What we have now is a complete breakdown of what we've done for 200 years. And so the Unity Pledge simply says, we're going to support the candidate for speaker that wins the majority of the votes in our conference when we get to the floor. Something we've done for 200 years. It's simple, but unfortunately, it's necessary.
Yeah, I guess we should note that over the past 200 years, there have been different political parties and some fractured and many, many ballot speaker races, but you are broadly correct, of course. Here's the problem, though. You've gotten nearly all the candidates to sign this, but you would need almost all Republicans, period, to sign this pledge for it to be effective. Are you going to get nearly all Republicans to sign this?
Well, practically, I don't think so, to be honest. However, here's what I say. I'm withholding my vote until I see who brings who to the table. The Mike Floods of the world, the Brad Finsteads, the people that I sit with in conference, we are the easy ones to get because we're always going to vote for the majority. There's well over 190 of us that are subscribing to this thought. There's apparently up to 40 people that have one time or the other since January not voted on the floor with the majority candidate when we get there. And for me, my standard, and in a slim majority, my vote matters. My standard is, who can you bring to the table? Show me that Matt Gaetz will come to the table and sign the pledge. That tells me that you are someone that can demonstrate leadership, because in a month, we're going to expect whoever the speaker is to deliver votes for the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, or the Farm Bill. If you want this job, you have to be able to show that you can move people. And that is my standard. I want a leader. I want somebody that brings people to the table.
I understand what you're saying when you're saying, I want to vote for a speaker candidate who can bring Matt Gaetz to the table. But doesn't that mean that Matt Gaetz gets to control the House of Representatives?
Well, by any stretch of the truth, he has. I mean, the reality is we need everybody to be on the same page. We need everybody to be in line together so that we can move things. That's one of the reasons I supported Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, whether some of my colleagues like it or not, could bring people like that to the table. And if we don't have everybody at the table, we don't have a majority.
Let me
when
just
you
ask.
You have a 5-seat
I'm sorry to
majority,
interrupt you.
That's what it takes.
I'm sorry, Congressman. Time's a little short. I just want to interrupt here a little bit to follow up on this. Paul Ryan, the former House Speaker, was on CNBC the other day and referred to the 8 holdouts who unseated Speaker McCarthy as 8 nihilists, people who stand for nothing. And he's made repeated statements that a lot of Republicans don't stand for any policy. You can't unite around a policy. They only stand for an attitude. Isn't that a fundamental problem that your party has right now?
There are a lot of problems we have, and that would be a concern. But if we're going to be a majority, we have to vote like a majority. And that means we have to find a candidate that can bring us together. And I have to think out of 222 people, we can find somebody.
If you were to threaten to unite with Democrats, wouldn't that bring some Republicans on board?
Well, people in November elected a majority of Republicans to lead the House of Representatives. I think it's incumbent upon us to act as the majority and find a speaker that does bring us together. And by the way, in January, when Kevin McCarthy got there, we did a lot of that until the wheels fell off. So we were able to do that.
Congressman Mike Flood of Nebraska, it's a pleasure to talk with you this morning. Thanks so much.
Yes, have a good day.